In America's mortgage meltdown, there have been many victims: homeowners, borrowers, investors. But now the U.S. authorities have arrested people they say are the culprits in the subprime home loans crisis. Two former fund managers of the fallen giant Bear Stearns have become the first to be indicted for misleading investors. And more than 400 real estate players have also been arrested as part of Operation Malicious Mortgage. But some experts say these arrests are only the tip of the iceberg. John Bryant is the founder of Operation Hope, a nonprofit organization which aims to eradicate poverty. He was also appointed vice chairman to President Bush's Council on Financial Literacy.
I think it's systemic. I think it's cultural. I think that we have unfortunately allowed this wild, wild west version of capitalism to go a bit too far. Some people actually believe that there should be winners and there should be losers. Some people, I think, believe that there has to be poverty in the world in order for there to be balance. Some people believe that you can't get rich without doing it unethically. I think that these are bad signals. I think that it's bad capitalism, and I think that capitalism's not bad. It's just been misused, and there's nothing wrong with subprime lending, responsible subprime lending. It's done more to lift poor people out of poverty than anything in the last 50 years. The problem is irresponsible subprime lending and predatory subprime lending and fraud-based subprime lending and greed-based subprime lending. What this stuff is just pure greed. It wasn't bad underwriting. It was no underwriting. And so we have to get back to the basics, but we also have to put financial literacy at the base, at the foundation of the lending transactions going forward, because people were asking not what the interest rate was on the borrower side. They were asking what the payment was. They're buying homes like you buy a car, buying a car like they buy an iPod. You don't function that way. So it was, people were preyed upon, what I'm saying, but it was aided by the fact that they were laying themselves open to be victimized because they were financially illiterate themselves. Just yesterday, the President's Council on Financial Literacy here in the U.S., it endorsed a new policy recommendation that financial literacy should be at the very foundation of every future mortgage subprime loan. So maybe there's something good that'll come out of this.
But is it a case of too little, too late? I mean, how did it get this bad in the first place? Many people would argue that the authorities knew what was going on, but no one cared. Nothing was done.
Was I saying a wrong answer is a right one that didn't work? I think that for years, everybody's been saying free market, innovation, capitalism, how robust it is, and how it's dispersing risk. Not only just here in the United States, but in the UK and all over the developed world, the same things were advocated and the same things were done. I think it just went too far. I mean, you go far enough at the North Pole, you end up south. My mama always say, you never want to be the old guy at the club. You know, you got to know when to leave. And I think that the regulatory agencies surely, I think, should have been more diligent. There's this concept that the market will correct itself and that the capital will find its own level. And you know, I found in the inner cities where I operate at in America with the areas of extreme poverty, the capital doesn't find its own level. The capital is a coward. And in the wrong environment, just finds its way home. And so you've got to create incentives. You've got to create frameworks. I mean, you've got laws against drunk driving precisely because given their own devices, adults don't act responsibly. So why would we think that with pure play capitalism that people are going to just act responsibly? I just think that it just sort of went too far, way too far. And these 400 arrests show that you're not going to get away with it. I do believe something positive can come out of this. I really do believe that we can possibly refashion capitalism with a focus on really serving people and not just serving the top 1%.
That was John Bryant, the founder of Operation Hope. The time now.